Well, we're going to baptize seven people today, so I'm going to talk a little bit about baptism today. That's where our message is going to be. We're going to start out with Romans 5, verse 15 through 21 to start out with. Romans 5, 15 through 21. We're going to talk about what baptism does and why it's necessary to be baptized and what happens to us when we get born again. It's obvious a lot of us have never learned that. In fact, I've had a lot of people that came and got baptized and then they went right back out and began to lie, steal, cheat, commit adultery, beat their wives or whatever and all kinds of stuff. And they said, Thurman, he's born again. I said, no, he didn't get born again. If he's doing that or she's doing that, they ain't saved. You ain't saved. Because if the only thing that could have changed that, I tell people, well, when they got baptized, they're supposed to have died to themselves, totally, completely. I said, the only thing I can say is, I didn't hold them under quite long enough to kill them. Now then, I could kill you by holding you down. And then you ain't going to go out and sin no more, right? But some people, that's what you have to do to them. You have to hold them down till they drown for them to stop sinning. Because they don't become a new creature in Christ. Now then, if a person really became a new creature in Christ when they got baptized and was raised to walk in newness of life, they know they're a child of God. And they really know that. And so let's look and see what the Scripture says, starting with Romans 5:15. And what a difference between our sin and God's generous gift of forgiveness. This is the NLT. For this one man, Adam, brought death to many through his sin. But this other man, Jesus Christ, brought forgiveness to many through God's bountiful gift. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the results of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but we have the free gift of being accepted by God, even though we are guilty of many sins. Now, how many of us have sinned? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because without Jesus, when you were... I don't like this statement, but when I was born, I was a child of the devil. I hate to think about me being a child of the devil, but every human being born on this earth is born a child of the devil. You know, I mean, you look at, oh, just like little Sarah that just come into the world last Thursday. Oh, David, he had her up here last week. You know, she's the most beautiful little thing. You know, of course, they delivered that little girl by themselves. Didn't have no doctors, no midwives, no nothing. This one is the way God planned for it to be for all of us. Her little foot wasn't cut open. It didn't put a bunch of shots in her. Nothing. I mean, this little girl was born the way God wants a child to be born. Walk in obedience to His word, and God knows how to deliver a child better than anybody I ever seen. But, you know, when you take that little thing, oh, she's so sweet, holding her in her arms, she's cooing, and all that kind of stuff. But give her about 2 or 3 years. She will have a mind of her own, won't she, girl? And it won't take really 2 or 3 years, will it? Oh, it don't take long. I mean, they got a mind of their own. I mean, I can think about little Joshua, you know. I mean, I hate to say this, but those, so far, those children are children of the devil. Is that right? Ooh, my kids are kids of the devil? Yeah, if you don't believe it, you don't believe you have to teach them things. I mean, I have watched little John and Evelyn grow up. And, you know, I mean, they can be playing at perfect peace, and she reached over and grabbed something from him, and little John's on her like a, I mean, he's beating on her, throwing things at her. That doesn't sound like a child of God to me, does it to you? Now, guess what? Dave has to beat that devil out of both of them. Because the Word of God says the rod of correction will drive the evil far from your children. So if you don't drive that devil out, wait till he gets to be 16 if he hadn't had the devil driven out of him when he was a little guy. If he hadn't learned how to be submissive by the time he's 15 or 16, Dave's got a hellion on his hands. And he'll do everything wrong. And then they'll walk on your heart. So men and women that don't know these things, they raise their children, and they don't know how to raise children. They don't know how to discipline them or nothing. They don't understand this sin nature that we have. And so they let their child just grow up doing what they want to do. And man, you raise a devil. And then you wonder why they walk on your heart. For the results of God's gracious gift is very different from the results of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation. And boy, did it ever. But we have the free gift of being accepted by God, even though we are guilty of many sins. Verse 17. The sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over us. But all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Now, think about it. And that Romans 5, 17, I made an entire 90-minute tape based on that one verse. Think about what he just said. God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness, God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. So if you're really, truly a child of God, you should be living triumphantly on this earth. You should be living, you should be reigning and ruling with Jesus Christ. You have power in Jesus to overcome everything. You have power to overcome sin. When the devil comes to you and says, oh, Pat, you know that person that did you wrong up there. You know, why don't you just get them, girl? Those kind of thoughts come to our mind, don't they? Now then you have the privilege to make a choice right there, don't you? And if Jesus Christ lives in you, what are you going to tell the devil? Oh, I ain't going to hurt them. I may have legal right to, but I'm not going to do nothing wrong. I'm going to love them. And the devil says, that's not what I wanted you to say. But how many Christians do you know that do the wrong thing? Oh, your wife comes in. Like this, there was a girl down here in Dallas here a while back. It's been several years ago. Her and her husband, he came a time or two, but she came real regular to our church. He was a real heavy drinker. So one night she came home and he was sitting there about three-fourths, or well, maybe 99% drunk. And she hated what he did. Well, I can understand that. Well, God told her to be a sweet, loving wife too, didn't he? Well, she went over and she confronted him and he stood up and said something to her because he is the man of the house. It makes no difference what's going on. He's still the man of the house. So when she confronted him, he said something she didn't like. So she slapped him, bam. And guess what he did? He turned around with his fist and hit her right in the face, right in the mouth, knocked her over a table, almost broke her back, busted up her jaw. So she called 911. The police came and guess who they took to jail? Her. She started it. And then she was in all kinds of problems. I mean, she had to go. She wanted me to pray for her so she wouldn't have to go to jail. I said, ma'am, you broke every spiritual law God says. Now you want me to pray for you that he'll release you when you went in. God told you to be the sweet, gentle wife. If your husband's drunk, sitting there watching TV, just go to bed and leave him alone. Go upstairs and pray. Say, God, I know I'm not big as he is. I know you're bigger than he is. I ask you to take care of my light work, Lord. Now see, can God take care of that? Sure he can. But she tried to take care of it. And she got beat up on big time. Was both of them in sin? Sure they were. They were both in sin. But then she comes and wants me to pray her out of this thing. Well, it's a good thing God's merciful, isn't it? Because he did. We prayed and he heard and she didn't have to go to jail. Thank God. I told her, I asked you, this is what I ask women when they do something like that. They don't want to hear it. I said, did you learn anything from this? Next time you go home and your husband's drunk, I said, don't confront him. Go to God. Don't go to him. Because if he's drunk, he's not in his right mind anyway. Especially if you slap him. I said, the average man, if you slap him, if he's living in a drunken state, he's not a man of God. And the devil's going to rise up in him and there ain't no telling what he's going to do. Now then, those kind of people that are living like that, some of them say, well, I go to church. I'm a Christian. I just had too much to drink tonight. You know, God said in his word, people that go out and get drunk like that, he said, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, so is it worth going to hell for? No. Do we have the power to reign over that? When his buddies come down and say, you know, if he really is a Christian, we have the power to triumph over that sin. When the devil says, oh, just go in with your buddies and have a drink tonight. You say, no, that old man that used to drink, he's dead. He's not alive no more. See, that's where you find out what you're made out of. And unfortunately, too many in the church today are not made out of the right stuff. But it says there, God's, because the, all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. That's pretty awesome power, isn't it? Yes, Adam's one sin brought condemnation upon everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness makes all people right in God's sight and gives them life. 19 and 20. Because one person disobeyed God, many people became sinners. Not just many, all of us. But because one other person obeyed God, many people will be made right in God's sight. I'm grateful that you and me, aren't you? I am grateful. Now, God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful kindness became more abundant. Now then, that God gave the law, just like Dave said a while ago, God gave this law so that through the law you can see, when you go do these things, you can see how wicked you really are. Because without the law, we don't realize what big sinners we are. Verse 21 and 22. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful kindness rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, sin used to rule over us. But once we became this Christian, and now we're going to get ready to be baptized, we're going to see what this should do. Now let's go to Romans 6, verses 1 through 23. Romans 6, 1. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Well then, after hearing all these wonderful things that God did through His grace, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? What'd He say? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in sin? Now wait a minute. If that's a true statement, when you become a Christian, you're supposed to die to sin. Is that what that says? If I'm reading that right, if I die to sin, when I become a Christian, that means I am... How many times am I supposed to sin after that if I die to sin? I mean, that didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, did it? So why is the church goes around saying it's impossible for us not to sin? I hear it every day from somebody.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Baptized and Free from Sin in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.